as we go on exploring potential businesses to buy, obviously part of the information we're going to be getting is financial. Can you tell us, how do we begin to understand the numbers we get, and how far can we trust them?
Well, the good thing about numbers is numbers don't lie, people lie. So the numbers are the numbers. And typically speaking, even if someone doesn't have, you know, a great deal of exposure or experience with financial statements typically follow a very standardized layout that pretty much is consistent business to business. So you can get comfortable with how this financial statements look. And again, numbers are numbers. They're not going to lie. Even if you do not have a great understanding of financial statements or anything of that nature, by engaging a competent CPA who's able to review the financials with you, at least initially, will provide you with great insight into the business and understanding the financials. The other thing that I should explain to people is, with a very little bit of work and information, numbers start to make sense to people. And the one thing is certain, if the numbers don't make sense to you, chances are they're not going to make sense to your accountant either. So, you know, the better businesses, good businesses are presented, they'll present financial statements to you that you'll have a number of questions, of course, but you'll be able to make heads or tails of them. You certainly are not trusting the seller implicitly for all of the information because, you know, you've heard old horror stories of people cooking the books, which again is not a frequent occurrence. I'm always much more concerned with people who sort of take cash into their business and tell the seller, you know, here's what the financial statements say, but here's what it really does. Wink, wink, you know, and talk to you about all the cash the business takes. And that's much more of a concern to me than it is about people necessarily cooking the books.
Can you tell us then, Richard, about how to deal with a cash business and how do you assess that?
Well, to me, it's very simple. If they cannot prove the numbers, you cannot pay for it. I'm very, very rigid on that point. The onus is on the seller to prove the financials that he or she is representing to you. Basically saying to you that I take in X amount of dollars, don't worry, they're going to be there, is not valid information for me. So what I've always done is tell the seller the following. Okay, Mr. Seller, you're saying that you take in another $50,000 a year in cash in this business. Here's what I'm prepared to do. We're going to buy this business and value it based on X, leaving aside that $50,000. At the end of the year, you come back into the office, I'm going to sit down with you and I'm going to show you how much of the cash that I took in. And it's going to might be 42 or it might be 54. And then, you know, you'll believe, you know, that number will be the number that you and I agree upon. And I'll pay you sort of based on a valuation based upon that number. Is that fair? And the seller always says, well, how do I know that that number that you're going to tell me is correct? And I say, well, that's precisely my point. How am I supposed to know that your number you're telling me is correct? It's not. It's an arbitrary number. And if he cannot prove that number, without question, you cannot factor that part into the valuation of the business. End of story. If you do, you're being reckless. So, you know, one of the points that I find to be very important in presenting to a seller, and sometimes it becomes contentious, and the only way that I know to say this to someone is, and you should excuse my phrase, is I tell sellers that, look, you can't suck and blow. In other words, you can't inhale and exhale at the same time. If you've been taking this money and not reporting it to the IRS all these years, well, you know, that's your business. I don't sit in judgment, but you can't expect to get it again on the valuation of the business. You just don't have it both ways. You've taken advantage of it. You haven't paid taxes on it. That's the premium you got all these years. If you can't prove to me what that number is, I just can't factor that into the valuation. It's just not going to happen.
As we're talking about money here,